For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Joe Vinson is professor of chemistry at the University of Scranton. Dr. Vinson, you've recently published an article that certainly piqued my interest, and I think that will of many of our listeners as well, about potential health benefits of popcorn. Tell me more about that.
Well, thanks for inviting me for your program, Greg. But, you know, I've been working with my students, actually. They're the ones that do the work here, with food and beverages and looking at antioxidant levels in them for about 20 years. And, you know, we did the normal things, the fruits and vegetables, the grains, whole grains. And then we started to look at snack foods. And to our surprise, snack foods, well, they have antioxidants, number one, and they're the prime source of our fiber in a lot of people's diets, because 90% of Americans snack at least once between meals. A quarter of us snack twice. I think I'm on the twice group myself. So, you know, we just became interested in those particular products, and I had a student do popcorn. And popcorn just was much higher in antioxidants than the other snack foods that I looked at. And to me, you know, popcorn just looks like fluff. You know, it doesn't have the appearance of having much in it except a bunch of air. But to our surprise, with the measurement that we did, popcorn had a lot more than the other snack foods.
When you speak of antioxidants, you're talking about similar compounds that we hear about in chocolate and red wine, that type of thing?
Yes. The name of them chemically is a polyphenol, which is kind of scary to people. But these are the things that plant foods make. I mean, plants make them not for food, but for protection from the free radicals, making their taste bitter so that their predators don't eat them. So it's a self-preservation type of synthesis that every plant does because it's exposed to the light of the sun and to predators.
What particular part of the popcorn holds these beneficial compounds?
The hull, the part that sticks in your teeth. And a lot of people don't eat that. You know, when they feel in their teeth, you know, they pull it out and throw it away. But that's where the goodies are. That's where the antioxidants are. There's almost none in the white fluffy part. And the fiber, as I'm told by people in the grain field, is in that hull. So, and probably the minerals. For instance, there's a lot of magnesium in popcorn, and it's probably just there and not in the white fluffy part.
This is something that is somewhat of a surprise to me and probably to many of our listeners, that these snack foods, or as some people might refer to them, as junk food, can actually not be quite as bad for us as we thought, at least in moderation.
Right. Well, the thing is, you know, popcorn, if you compare it to all the other snack foods, and I have, and you can look at nutrition labels and do it yourself on the web or at the grocery store, but it has more fiber per serving, popcorn. It has less calories, less fat, and our data indicates more antioxidants. So it's all positive on that side. And popcorn, in fact, is the only thing that you can eat that's 100% whole grain, nothing else.
Well, Dr. Joe Vinson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine is available as a podcast at wuky.org.